Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you how to say member in Chinese. We have Shanini Kemka. She's the founder and CEO of E2E, also the advisor to the mayor of London. Hi, Shanini, how?
你好 ,Xiaolan. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. You have a company called E2Exchange, and it's a membership structure, right?
That's correct. We have different types of members.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain what does E2E do?
Sure. So we facilitate introductions between founders of businesses, and we help to enable entrepreneurship by creating connectivity, by raising investment, mm-hmm. and by making sure that non-exec directors and mentors support high growth businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we support growing companies in terms of making sure that they meet the right people to help them excel.
Right. Okay. So I guess in your ecosystem, the members have people like entrepreneurs, advisors, mentors, and board directors.
The members within E2E Exchange, they mm-hmm. have to be founders.
Right. I see.
Businesses. So 80% of our community are people who've started a scale-up business.
Mm-hmm.
And by a founder, we mean somebody who's actually started the business from scratch,
right.
or someone who's bought a majority share
mm-hmm.
and then really built the business.
Right, I see. Okay, so the way to say member in Chinese, there are only two words. We say 会员. The first word, 会, that is a fourth tone, so we go down. 会.
会.
That's it, yeah, 会.
Hui.
Hui. Imagine you are so angry, upset. Hui.
Hui.
That's it. Hui. Okay.
That did it.
Yeah, Hui.
Okay.
Yeah. So Hui.
Hui.
Yeah. And then the second word, Yuan.
Yuan.
Yeah, you got it perfectly.
Okay.
So put together, Hui Yuan.
Hui Yuan.
Hui Yuan.
Hui Yuan.
Hui Yuan. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so, okay. That's member. And Hui, the first word, Hui, that means to assemble, to meet up together. And then the second word, Yuan, that means the member of staff.
Okay.
So you have the member of staff or employees, you meet up together. All together, Hui Yuan, that means membership.
Ah, that's very logical again.
Yeah. It is. So how many Hui Yuan do you have?
Oh, we have about 12,000.
12,000
members, yes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
And mainly in the UK or international?
The majority are in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
At least they tend to be British citizens, but
yep.
they may be living abroad.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So you have 12,000 Hui Yuan. And then
Correct.
Is there any hierarchy in the Hui Yuan structure?
Yes. So we have three levels of membership,
mm-hmm.
and membership is on invitation. So we don't charge for membership, but we'd like to make sure that the community is full of high quality entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have E2E advocates
yep.
who have businesses of 500,000 turnover. Then we have E2E ambassadors
mm-hmm.
who have 10 million turnover businesses by their turnover as their sales. And then we have E2E pioneers who have businesses where they've had a turnover of 100 million pounds
mm-hmm.
plus.
Right.
So the idea is that the pioneers help the ambassadors
yep.
and the ambassadors help the advocates. And vice versa.
Wow, right. I love this. So yes. people have the inspiration. They know what to look up it to.
Yes, which is the next level up in terms of growing their companies.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, so the members, Hui Yuan, what sort of the usual activities they take part on a regular basis?
So activities vary quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them is around mentoring and non-exec directorships.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them is about investing.
Yep.
Other ones is just about sharing peer-to-peer learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we also try to do is make sure that any books, etc., that are written by people in our community that shared
yep.
the knowledge from their teaching
mm-hmm.
is shared within the community.
Sure.
So there's a lot of it is around education,
yep.
investment,
yep.
and sharing of experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then in your Hui Yuan, mm-hmm. amongst 12,000 people,
yep.
do you have like a gender percentage so far?
Yes, unfortunately, it's still the way that the majority of the people within our membership
mm-hmm.
are men.
Right.
And we're trying to encourage more and more women.
Mm-hmm.
So we would say about 25% are women.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's a lot of women CEOs in the UK, a lot of female founders. So we're trying to encourage more of them. We believe that by investing time in meeting other people, this is where business happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to encourage people to have more of that mindset.
Right. Okay. So, Shanini, as a person, are you also the Hui Yuan of other clubs in addition to being the founder of E2E?
Yes, I enjoy being a Hui Yuan of lots of different organizations. So in addition to Founder of E2E, I'm a WEI UN on the Mayor of London's Business Advisory Board. Mm-hmm. I'm a WEI UN in terms of a gym, which is not far from here.
Right.
I'm WEI UN on the National Business Awards. I'm a judge on them.
So cool.
And I'm a WEI UN also on the Great British Entrepreneurship Awards, mm-hmm. again, as a judge.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Gosh, you have a lot of fun in life.
I do. I enjoy life.
Yeah, it looks like and sounds like, and it's a lot of fun. It's a WEI UN of many things. So you're part of the community.
Yes.
You know, it's a relevant research, actually. There was a study by a professor in Harvard University. Mm-hmm. And then he had the longest study of like a human, like 60, 70 years of study. Mm-hmm. And they found the truth into happiness. It's actually a person feeling belonging and been loved by the community and by the loved ones.
Yes.
In either close or wider community.
Yes.
So, yeah, yes. So you are the person who is going to live for a long, long time. Because you are the WEI UN of many, many things which you love.
No, I enjoy people. I love interacting with people.
And people love you too. I can see that.
Thanks, Shalam.
Okay. The ability to really gather 12,000 entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone else who can do that other than you.
That's very kind. There's lots of great people out there. I've got a long WEI to go, mm-hmm. but I really appreciate what you're saying.
Maybe launch the European version and then
and
American
the Chinese version
and Chinese version and then global version.
That would be
E2E.
Amazing. I'd love to get us into China and India. And obviously, mm-hmm. I think with Brexit, it's important that we build as much in the UK, mm-hmm. but also open up our arms across Europe as well.
Right. Yeah. Since you mentioned, we also use WEI UN to describe, for example, when a country belongs to a certain organization, then we say WEI UN GUO.
WEI UN GUO.
Yeah. GUO means country.
Okay.
So GUO. Yeah. So for example, when the UK was part of the EU, mm-hmm. then we were part of the WEI UN GUO. And then other countries, from mm-hmm. France, Italy, they are also WEI UN GUO. And there are other organizations like the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Then the United States is a WEI UN GUO. Mm-hmm. So, 会员国 means the member state. 会员国.
That's very neatly done again.
Yeah, 会员国. Yeah. And then, when you have the membership card, for example, go to your gym, then we say 会员卡.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like card.
It is.
It is, yeah.
It is. And then because card is quite a foreign Western concept.
Yeah.
And ancient Chinese words, the vocabulary, they didn't have such word to describe card. So when they first came across card, the concept of a card, they actually just look around the dictionary and then pick up a word which has similar sound.
That makes sense.
卡, yeah. 会员卡.
会员卡.
Yeah, 卡. And 卡, originally it actually means something got stuck somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, the original meaning in Chinese and now still means that.
Okay.
But then when we talk about card as the object, now we know it's a little card of something. So your membership card is 会员卡.
会员卡.
Yeah, 会员卡. So then in your membership structure, in addition to the physical contacts and also the physical gatherings, you also do like as an online social media type. There's a close link.
So at the moment we've got a LinkedIn group, mm-hmm. and we're building at the moment our own private online e-commerce system,
right,
which will only be open to our members, where they can mm-hmm. facilitate, we can mm-hmm. have discussion forums,
right.
So right now we're doing it through LinkedIn groups. We are in January launching a Facebook group, mm-hmm. and we may also be launching a WhatsApp group.
Wow, okay, so we should join you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Shalini. Today we talk about member, 会员, membership card, 会员卡, member countries, 会员国. Thank you, Shalini.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Don't forget to come back again tomorrow for Talk Chinesey. 再见.